بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب تغليظ تحريم الربا. There is a chapter on the severe prohibition of interest usury, and that means that we lend somebody money, and we fix a certain amount that he has to pay us so much extra back again. That is basically what is interest. But today, in today's time, it has taken various forms and names, commissions, points, etc. There are various ways which it is now covered up. It isn't just called interest or usury, but it is covered up in various ways. And all of that is totally haram. And as we have mentioned, there are two sins for which Allah Ta'ala declares war on. One is on interest, and one is to hurt the feelings of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Those warnings haven't come for theft, for robbery, for murder, for anything else. But for these two types of sin, this is called. These severe punishments have been mentioned. Usually interest is made haram from a spiritual and social perspective. If interest is permitted in society, it will develop into various types of harms, some of which are: the wealthy and affluent will take charge of all financial matters and assist only those who they approve of. The wealthy and affluent will establish a monopoly over goods. They will raise and drop prices at will. Generosity will cease to exist in the hearts of man, because a person just wants more and he won't want to give, he won't want to part with what he's got. Let us alone assisting others, people will begin to compete for wealth and power on an unprecedented level. And this we can see is happening all around us all the time. Instead of being merciful to the poor, and that is what the Islamic principle is, basically distribution of wealth through all strata of society, not only that an elite group possesses wealth. Money lenders will seek to exploit the misfortune of the poor for their own selfish interest. The result of indulging in interest is that one develops such greed for wealth that he cannot distinguish between good and evil. Then he only wants wealth all the time, no matter in which way he gets it. As the Quran mentions, interest dealing decreases real wealth, because Allah's blessings are withdrawn from it. So though the figures may be more, but there won't be barakat in that. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى, those people who consume interest, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّتَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْرِ, he will only stand up on the day of Qiyamah like a person whom Shaitan has touched. That is, like a mad person he will be. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. And that is because they used to say that business and interest both are the same. That we are making a profit here also, and in business also we are making a profit. And this is the most dangerous part, to make what Allah has made haram, to make that halal. That is the most dangerous part. As long as a person doesn't do that, then inshallah, and he asks for forgiveness, and he comes out of the sin, there is great hope that Allah will forgive such a person also. When in actual fact Allah Ta'ala says, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى, and the business Allah has made halal. So the profit that is made in business, that is halal. But what we call profit also in interest, that is not profit, that is interest. And that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ. And a person who is gets this admonishment, and he comes to realize that no, interest is haram, and he stops from it, then for the past, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him, absolve him of that, what the wrong he had done in the past. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and his matter will be with Allah. Allah will see that he's made sincere tawbah, he's come out of it, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive him, inshallah, for his past sin. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, but those who repeat and keep on doing it, for them Allah says is the fire of Jahannam, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain in there forever and ever. يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Interest, Allah destroys it. There is no barakat, no goodness that comes out of it. And charity, Allah Ta'ala increases it all the time. Though it appears different in our eyes, by giving charity we see our wealth decreasing, but actually Allah gives barakat and it increases. And by taking interest we see our wealth increasing, but actually it decreases. Allah takes out the barakat from it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, that stay away whatever has been left over of interest. When you have come to understand that interest is haram, then now abstain from all interest-related transactions. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, la'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the person who takes riba, interest, and the person who gives it as well. وَشَاهِدَيْهِ وَكَاتِبَهُ. And those people who are witnesses to an interest transaction, and those people who write it down and write and keep records of the business transactions, for them also. The philosophy of interest contradicts the dictates of spirituality, sympathy, charity, and humanity. Hence it is an accursed institution in many respects. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed those who serve as witnesses and those who record the transactions illustrates the gravity of the sin, and also teaches us that it is haram to assist to be an accomplice to the sin of interest. So therefore, especially in this society of ours that we are living in, a total Western business transaction society that we are living in, a person should be very, very careful and should try and save himself from all interest type of bearing transactions, and should make tawbah and istighfar regularly and try and save himself from any such types of transactions. And we must not be fooled by the various cover-up words that are used for this. May Allah save us from all sins and forgive us for where we get involved in, and Allah Ta'ala protect us, inshallah.